Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. In this episode, we chat with Alice, who is one of the attendees in our pilot program, the Clean Water Advocates.
So first, I'd love to get to know you and what you do and what your background is, what interested you in this program, and how you got to know Wild Virginia. So four questions into one.
So I'll start with how I got to know Wild Virginia. When I first moved to Virginia 5 years ago, I got some emails from Wild Virginia, and I went over and I joined, and I didn't do much else. I went on to join Master Naturalists and Charlottesville Area Tree Stewards, and then from there went to, it used to be called Water Something, but now it's called Ravana Conservation Alliance, and started doing bacteria testing, and then started doing benthic testing and doing some outreach education at Albemarle, Camp Albemarle, and at various schools. And I've been doing that for the last, even all the way through COVID, we did that. A lot of Master Naturalists got shut down, but the RCA continued, you know, safety measures, but it continued. And now it seems like a nice step to go beyond. You know, I was reading about the Mountain Valley Pipeline and how it kind of got sold out. And I thought, you know, maybe there's another step here that you can take other than testing water and getting results, finding out that water is bad. Now go on and see if you can make a difference in terms of the quality of the water by being an advocate for clean water. In my former life, before I retired, I was a veterinarian. I still do wildlife rehab work. I'm working on some baby squirrels. So I've been pretty active as a retired person. So this is an expansion on the water work that I've already been doing.
Well, and I love that, because having sort of the technical background of doing water testing, now you're taking it to the next level and engaging with, you know, policymakers potentially and advocating, you know, for good water for both humans and wildlife, which is so important. And so tell me a little bit about what your thoughts on the program.
Because I have absolutely no legal background, I have to say there's a little bit of head scratching and extra research that I'm doing to, you know, try to figure out how exactly SCOTUS got away with what they got away with, and that, you know, Biden could sell to Manchin the, you know, the completion of the pipeline. I'm actually not sure I know where we stand as far as the pipeline goes. I know there's only 20 miles left, and it sounds as though it's going to be difficult to stop at this point, if at all. But I don't know that. It's very hard to get that information online to, you know, an update, and they'll give you something from July of 23, which still has the Fourth Circuit Court, you know, working against the pipeline completion. Individuals can make a big difference by hosting, by taking videos, by making an individual response. So instead of thinking a group has to do it, empowering the individual. And I thought that was very, very inspiring. It made me go out the last time I did Albemarle, say, if you see the water in some way being harmed, take a video. And if your parents won't send it in, send it to me and I'll see about getting it sent in. So I thought that was very inspiring, both his frustration, but he stuck to it, and his taking it out of the realm of you have to be a lawyer to do this and putting it in the realm of somebody with a camera, which everybody has these days. The second class on agencies, I have to confess, I was kind of like an agency versus a government agency versus a state agency versus a local agency. And so I did a lot of research looking at what exactly defines an agency. And it seems as though it depends on the agency, how they define themselves. Even though there may be a government legal definition of an agency, it seems as though there's a lot of agencies that use that quite loosely. Otherwise, the class was really good and quite easy to follow. Did require outside work. Again, I had to clarify myself on, but it may just be because I don't have a huge background in law and agencies and so forth.
Well, at least you're checking your work. And it seems, yeah. I mean, you clearly have a curious mind just with, you know, your background as a veterinarian and into retirement, kind of continuing with some of these, you know, nature, wildlife kind of activities. It seems like you have a curious mind. So that's, you know, probably goes along with doing all that research as well. What are really your hopes in coming out of the Advocates Program? What do you hope to be equipped with? What's next? Are you able to kind of see what those goals are?
Well, I think that I would like to start by bringing the idea that you can make a difference to individuals who probably think, I can't make any difference. And making sure that they understand that groups make a difference, but an individual can also be influential just by making a note of what they see. And that you don't have to go into, you don't have to go deep into it to make a difference. You can also make a difference just as an individual. And you don't even have to do it as an advocate. You can also do it the way I do it. So test water. If you find a water sample that seems inordinately out of the realm of what it's been in the past, there's got to be a reason for it. And the more we turn that information over to the DEQ, and the more they investigate that, and the more you follow up to make sure they investigate that. I mean, we did find a major sewage drain pipe broken, and we saw it in bacteria just went through the roof. So the information and the personnel are out there. It's the understanding how important you are as an individual that I would really like to participate in.
I love that
at some point in the future, I'll be better at writing up proposals, criticisms, etc. But at this point, I'm not sophisticated enough to do that.
Time will tell. One question I would love to ask, just in your words, why is clean water important?
That's almost a rhetorical question. We're made up of water. Almost every living thing depends on water, and they depend on clean water. They don't do well in dirty water. And we don't have an infinite supply of it. And we are chemically treating it, biologically treating it in ways that may forever pervert it and leave it unusable. So to wonder why you're advocating for water is kind of like wondering why you advocate for life. It is life. It is what we're made of. What are we? 75% water, something like that. And it's all around us. And what's coming down from the sky is becoming acidic and hurting plants. We put chloramines, instead of chlorine, we put chloramines in water now, which does harm to the biologic activity in our soil. And we wonder why our plants don't grow well. So there's a lot going on that I think we just sort of think of the water cycle as infinite. What we don't realize is what's in that water cycle is also infinite. And plastics may in fact be forever. And the smaller molecules that they break down into may be influencing the hormonal activity of a lot of animals, including humans. So water is necessary for life. It's beautiful. When it comes down as rain or snow, it's just beautiful. When you see a river flowing that's clean and filled with fish, that's really beautiful. And it would be nice if my children and grandchildren could live to appreciate that.